authorities in Malacca say that they have solved a nearly 50-year-old missing person case, only to spark a new mystery. Family DNA matched the remains of a young woman found in an abandoned farmhouse after a 1970 fire, but investigators have no idea what led to Gloria Reakin's death. Tim Nelson has the story.
My mom and dad and siblings always wondered what happened to Gloria.
That's her brother, Rich Reakin. He was 2 when Gloria left Hayfield, Minnesota for college in Minneapolis and never came back.
Even my brother said, you know, he never knew if she was still alive. Did he ever see her in life sometime, or has she been around and we didn't know it? No, you know, we have that answer.
The answer wasn't what any family hopes for, of course. All the Reakins knew is that Gloria walked out of her apartment in Minneapolis one morning in early November of 1970, headed for class. It was her first year at the University of Minnesota. She was never seen again. Days later, someone reported that an empty farmhouse just off Highway 169, 80 miles north of campus, was on fire. Mille Lacs County Sheriff Don Lorge said authorities let it burn.
At that time, due to it being an abandoned home and no danger to any other buildings or anything else, there was no response from fire department or anything at that time. On November 10, 1970, a neighbor had discovered, while looking through the debris of the house, what he believed to be of human remains.
Sheriff's deputies recovered the body and sent it to Minneapolis, where the Hennepin County Medical Examiner could only say the remains were those of a young woman and that she had not died in the fire. Lorge said investigators at the time combed through missing persons reports and did what they could to identify her, to no avail. The remains were buried in a small rural cemetery between Mille Lacs and Foley.
So who she was, how she died, or how she ended up in a burned home in Mille Lacs County at that point was a mystery.
In 2013, Reakin's family heard the state was asking for families of missing persons in Minnesota to come forward and offer DNA samples. They did, but there was still no sign of Gloria. Fate turned again in 2017 when Don Lorge, then a sheriff's department investigator, was assigned to take another look at the death from 1970. There was no DNA in that case. So last summer, he decided to see if he could find any and had the body in Milo Cemetery exhumed and a sample taken. Scientists at the state crime lab made the match last week. Investigators then drove to southern Minnesota to tell Gloria's mother and siblings that after nearly 50 years, she'd been found. Kathy Knutson is head of forensic services at the BCA.
The communication between Mille Lacs County Sheriff's Office and our BCA missing persons team was a turning point for a difficult case, and it made it possible to return Gloria to her family.
The BCA says there are still about 240 people in Minnesota that authorities consider missing for more than a year, and that the agency has collected evidence from dozens of sets of unidentified human remains around the state. Drew Evans is the BCA's superintendent.
We want to make sure that family members step up and have the courage like this family had today to come forward and to talk to us so we can get their DNA.
Evans says his agency has already found DNA matches in 7 cases, but the mystery of what happened to Gloria is still out there. Her family says she was an artist and young idealist that once door-knocked for Hubert Humphrey and Walter Mondale, loved Bob Dylan, and had her whole life ahead of her. The sheriff says there's no obvious connection between her and where she was found, but he hopes someone may know and contact authorities.
Now we can try to piece together how she came to Mille Lacs County and hopefully how she died.
Tim Nelson, NPR News.